Bethany, you mentioned four tangible self-care tips. Please provide.
All right, let's do it. So my favorites right now.
What are your favorites?
Okay, number one.
Number one.
Well, God, I don't know if I have four. Like, I might have like 10.
Okay, go.
But
Rapid
I'm
fire.
gonna rapid fire what comes to me as my
I
favorites
think that's the best way.
in the
Forget the
moment.
number.
Okay.
Rapid fire. What are some of the best self-care things that you're just in love with right now?
Okay, so one of them is essential oils. Are essential oils. I use essential oils like crazy. I'm always diffusing something, diffusing one that's supposed to help us breathe better right now, actually. I use essential oils, like I'm using lavender on my throat because it helps open your throat chakra. Another one I've been using is sesame oil. I bought that from the grocery store. It's organic, whatever, cold pressed, something like that. And I have that by my bedside and I put it on my feet every night because it's supposed to help calm your mental energy down and help you sleep better. And I like my sleep, so I want to sleep better always. And that's been awesome. And it's like I rub my feet every night. That's just like it takes 10 seconds and it's such a self-care act. And I wasn't doing that before. And since I started doing that, I don't know, I just feel better. It's just a good thing to do for yourself. Another thing I've been doing, I've been buying, this is at the recommendation of a few healer friends I have, kosher salt.
Okay.
3 pounds of kosher salt,
why?
Adding it to my bath with some essential oils. And it's supposed to help you energetically cleanse, like energy from your energy field,
Yeah,
right?
definitely.
I've done it a few times and it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kosher as opposed to Epsom
Yeah,
or
not Epsom.
Himalayan.
It's not
Huh.
Epsom.
Yeah.
Although I do have that too, and I like that. That's for like muscle relaxing,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Okay.
What's another one? I mean, I just think walks in nature are essential, like at least 10 minutes a day. Just get
Yeah.
into nature. Nature helps you breathe better. I mean, being around plants in the sunshine will boost your vitamin D. There's so many benefits of just being in nature.
Yeah.
So definitely getting in nature. That's number four.
No numbers.
All
What do you
right.
got next?
What do I have next? I mean, I have so many breathing and drinking water. I mean,
Yeah, breathing is the
so
best. It's one
freaking
of my
basic,
favorites.
right? It
Yeah.
sounds ridiculous even saying it. I'm like,
Yeah.
breathing.
So let's get ridiculous. I'm gonna throw some stuff out there. It might
Okay.
activate some stuff within you,
All right.
which is walking in nature. When I don't get my nature hike in, even if it's for 20 minutes, something does feel off for me.
Right.
And something that doesn't take that much time, because I am very aware, you could look this up yourself, we are energetic beings, like you discussed, that we go through cycles and rhythms, and we go through such a day that's packed with so many things and different people that our rhythms and cycles get offshot. Guess what? Everything that is of the earth, like a plant or a fruit or the ground, is also alive and an energetic being. So when I go on my nature hikes, if there is a tree available and there's nobody around, I hug a tree for 30 seconds. I try to get as much of my chakras to touch the tree, and I feel ridiculously different afterwards. I feel lighter, I feel clearer, and it's so easy to do. It's like $1 billion everywhere you go. Like, even if I just place my hand on a tree, like, I know that energetically we're syncing up. I know that sounds weird, but I'm so into being balanced that I'm willing to do it. I don't care how
I like
weird this
that.
self-care stuff sounds.
I
Like,
like it.
I want to be on point.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like meditating, reading something that's uplifting to your mind
Oh,
and
yeah.
soul is
Yeah.
so important. And I recommend Louise Hay if you're just getting started on what do I read next?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Listening to positive podcasts or insightful podcasts,
Yeah.
personal development, audiobooks. That's something I don't even think about that I do, but I
Right.
do it practically
Right.
every single day.
Me
It's in
too.
my head and, influence.
Right. And that's an example of like filling your cup so where it's overflowing and you're like things are coming out of your mouth that you don't even realize
Yeah.
you're saying. You're like because you've just programmed yourself so much.
Yeah.
It's like the things coming off your saucer are just like the most positive, enlightening
Yeah.
kind things, right?
Sending out, selfishly good sending vibes. Out good vibes. Mm-hmm. I like to send out good vibes because it feels good, mm-hmm. but also selfishly doing it, like, mm-hmm. appreciate people.
Yeah.
Like, it's for you and it's for them. That's like right. win-win. If your selfish stuff can be win-win, that's win-win.
Yeah. And just, what else? What else is a good self-care thing? I would say just...
dance.
Oh, yeah.
Dance.
Dancing. Moving your body.
Move your body.
Moving your body is such self-care.
Yeah, and if you're aware of the chakras that we have, mm-hmm. these energy portals within the body, like knowing that when you shake your butt, you're actually like clearing and awakening your root and sacral chakra. Like yeah. as you move through your body, you move your stomach, you move your heart, open up your chest. Dance, movement right. is so important.
Yes, 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 yes.
Singing in the car.
Singing.
Belting.
Using my voice.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Commit.
Putting on your favorite song and singing and dancing. That is self-care.
Yeah.
Boom. Everyone has time for that. It's 3 minutes.
Yep.
You know?
I like ice cream.
Yeah. Well, I like coffee.
There's healthy ice cream out there. There's healthy coffee. And then when you don't overdo it, that's like, so good. You know?
Yeah, but even just like saying healthy, it's just like taking the judgment off.
I love judgment.
Take the judgment off for like 10 seconds and just be like, I like coffee.
I love coffee.
You know, or yeah. I'm gonna eat ice cream and feel awesome about
it. But mindset-wise, I have to actually trick myself into thinking I'm drinking a healthy coffee. This is okay. But that's also something we do in self-deception.
Right.
Where you could be doing something that obviously isn't good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Totally, totally. I think everything in balance.
Yeah.
Including balance, right?
Yeah.
I find, I'll just say one last thing. Meditation's so powerful. Like, I meditated last night and I started crying during my meditation. And I just realized how much resistance I had to meditating. I was just, like, totally aware of my resistance. And, like, not judging myself for it. Because I think a lot of us have resistance to meditating. It's just...
I know how important it is,
right?
But I don't do it every day.
Yeah. And that's the resistance coming up, you know? And it's fine. It's like, okay. But just becoming aware, like, I was sitting there wanting to get distracted or check my phone or stop and remember 50 things I needed to do. But I was like, okay, there's that resistance.
Why am I meditating? I could be worrying right now.
Yeah, or doing anything else but this. But I just kept with it. I kept going. And I ended up, like, crying and feeling stuff that I had been repressing. Which,
that's inspiring.
Yeah, so.
We all need that.
And then it just felt so good
catharsis,
after to.
Release, grief. We don't process enough grief in our society.
Right, right. But that is massive self-care, so don't underestimate meditation, because even if you only have 10 minutes, which is what I meditated for last night, by the way, 10 minutes, it can produce massive results in your life and shift you. Yeah.
So I want to end these tips with this one. Stop and take a breather. Literally 2 minutes. 30 seconds, 45 seconds, throughout your day, stop. Take a mother loving breather. You know, and that in itself can bleed into meditation, because we are the only living creature that has the ability to control its breath. Take a deep breath, hold it. Other animals can't do that. Release. When you're holding that breath, you're not thinking about anything else. When you that turnaround, that gives you what meditation gives you with practice. And you have the ability to stop and take a breather. You deserve a breather. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you've been up to, whatever you've been through, take a breather. It's totally okay. You deserve it. All right.
That's good. That was really good.
Thank you, my spiritual gangster friend.
All right.